Good morning, 10:11 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Tuesday edition of the program. Normally we talk with Lisa Wilson at 8:10, but here on the start and end of the month, we get to talk with Lisa at 10:10. So welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you. So I busted out my Halloween decorations now that you're here, and I was like, well, we better do this now. So Neowalla, time is at hand.
That's right. So Neowalla headquarters opened up Saturday. I was there, got some Neowalla things, and it was busy. I think they sold lots of tickets. They sold lots of merchandise, and I cannot believe that I don't have on a Neowalla t-shirt this morning. So
let us know.
But I can't. Yes, but I will have on my Neowalla clothing from here on out on air, so everybody can see see what they have. But anyway, there's lots of good things, so I encourage everybody to go to Neowalla headquarters and find something, a t-shirt, a sweatshirt.
Which is moved this year.
Yes, it's in the former Sears building, right at the corner of Penn Avenue and Laurel Street. And they have lots of great, you know, lots of room. They have designed the store very aesthetically pleasing. They've done a great job and lots of room to spread out. They have a lot of home decor this year. And so they have coasters and dish towels and throw pillows for your couches and pottery from Elk Falls and lots of great t-shirts, sweatshirts. I bought a sweatshirt. They have hats and scarves, and they have baby clothes, which will be my new favorite thing to buy. So they have they have all kinds of things. So there's something for everybody. There are things from all price points. If you are somebody who likes stickers, they have stickers. So those are popular to put on your computers or your tumblers or whatever. And so I think those are like $3 all the way up to probably something that's, you know, $65 or something. So lots of good stuff. They did a nice job with their merchandising this year.
That's great. That's great.
We also had a movie night downtown. So movie night was super fun. It was the Minions. And so we had Minions down there, and we had lots of activities going on. But I just want to give a shout out to the Hub Church, Berean Christian Mission Center, and Independence Community College, because the three of those organizations and churches went together to sponsor the Minions, and it was fun. It was nice to have a community gathering back downtown. We've been doing movie night since 2016, but about 2019, we had to stop having it downtown because of COVID, and then we had some construction going on downtown, so we haven't been able to be there in a few years. So it was nice to be back in the heart of the community. So it was a good time, and we'll have downtown movie night every September on the last Saturday of the month. So you have 360 days before we have the next ones. There you go. But lots of things are happening now. I was sitting down talking to Katie yesterday in the office, and we were going over everything that's just happening at the chamber and in the community in general. And it's a busy time of year from about right now to the end of the year. Lots of things are happening. So we have this week, we have, I think there's a fall sippin' shop that Main Street is having this Thursday. So that'll start downtown, I believe, at Founders Place. So mark that on your calendar. It starts at 5:00. I know that all of the retailers have their Halloween and fall home decor and their sweaters and heavier clothing in the retail stores. They have all of those items ready for us to start buying. So it'll be fun. You know, I heard off air that the weather's changing.
It is. Yep.
Talking about that. So it's a good time to get in the fall spirit. Friday is First Friday, so October the 6th. And Credo Senior Living is sponsoring our First Friday event. And it's at 7:30 in the morning at the Civic Center. It's always same location, same time on the first Friday of the month. And our speakers will be talking about Eyes of Freedom, the war memorial that is coming to Independence, first time in Kansas. on November the 11th. Chris Mitchell and Kathy Shepard will be making that presentation and sharing lots of really good information about that war memorial and how it came to be. Kathy was in studio with me some weeks back talking about it, so we're excited to have that be a part of Veterans Day of Honor. And then Mike O'Malley is going to be speaking about the Central Park Sports Complex and really what all is happening with the sports complex. So I can talk about it right now. We're going to be having a ribbon cutting for the fitness court and a groundbreaking for the sports complex. And it's all going to be Friday the 13th at 11:30 down at Park Boulevard in Sycamore Street. And we'll be celebrating all of that's going to be happening at that location. And so Mike's going to really be talking about what phase one will be, what that will entail, how much that cost. We had a lot of large donors, but we also received a lot of grant funding for that, and the costs associated with that, and what all will be included in phase one. And then he will also talk about what's going to be included in phase two, and then when phase one will hopefully be finished, and then we'll move into phase two, and then some other things that are happening down at the sports complex with walking paths and things like that that are just great amenities for the community. So Mike's going to be talking about that, and then Sabrina Overfield, who is our Niwala Generalissimo this year, is going to be talking about Niwala and all of the events and activities associated with the 9-day festival. Plus, she will be having a musical teaser, and so there will be some talented individuals that are part of the Niwala musical, Beauty and the Beast, and they will be giving us a taste of what that will look like on the stage in a few short weeks. Great. I know they're practicing every night. When you go by Memorial Hall and you see all those cars, those are, for the most part, all of the talented actors that are working on putting on this production, and all of the people behind the scenes producing and directing and doing sets and everything, costuming, all of that. So lots and lots of people are hard at work making that happen. So put that on your calendar. First Friday, October the 6th. If you're not able to come to First Friday because you have to go to work or it just won't work into your schedule, know that the city puts it on Facebook Live and then the chamber will share it as well. So you can either watch it while it's going on or you can tune in later and catch up on all of the great presenters at First Friday.
Absolutely.
So that's Friday. And then next Wednesday, we have a candidate forum for the Independence Community College Board of Trustees, USD 446 School Board, and Independence City Commission. And we've had a location change. It's at the Civic Center now, and that's 410 North Penn Avenue. And it will start at 5:30 with the ICC Board of Trustees. There are six individuals running for three spots. And then after that forum takes place, we will start the USD 446 School Board Forum at 6:35. And there are eight individuals running for four spots. And then as soon as we're finished up with them, we've timed it as such that at 7:45, we will start with the City Commission. And there are three individuals running for two spots on the commission. And so you can either come for the entire event from 5:30 until probably around 8:30, 9 probably at the latest. Or you can just come for those forums that you're interested in. So ICC Board of Trustees at 5:30, USD 446 at 6:35, and the City Commission at 7:45. It'll be moderated by Anthony Vaughn, who is our Vice Chair of Public Affairs on the board, the Chamber Board. And the format's going to be this. They're going to each be given a certain amount of time to do an opening statement and a closing statement. And then we have two questions that they will all be answering individually. It's the same question. They're really good questions. They will tell you a lot about the candidates' knowledge and their heart for running and ideas that they have for the board that they're going to represent. So we have, that's going to be the format. So that is Wednesday, October the 11th. So put that on your calendar. And then something fun that's going to happen the very next day is our business after hours. So that's on Thursday the 12th. And it's going to be a partnership between two of our chamber members, Commercial Bank and Quality Toyota. And it's actually going to be held at Commercial Bank, so 501 North Penn Avenue. It'll start at 5 o'clock. We'll wrap up, probably this one will wrap up after 6 o'clock, but you'll want to try to be there as shortly after 5 as you can get there. And what's going to happen at this business after hours is Toyota is going to have a fleet of cars there that they're going to offer up to be able to look at, test drive, check them out, see them, and just be able to, again, try them out. So here's what I want you to know. Most of the cars that show up on lots anymore right now, at least, are sold before they even show up.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're in the market for a car and you happen to see one, it's usually somebody else's car. So, and many times you're ordering them in kind of sight unseen, too. And while you usually know kind of what kind of car you want, you don't know all the bells and whistles and how it's going to feel and how it's going to ride and all those things that are kind of nice to experience before you make that big purchase. So Toyota came up with this great idea that they're bringing a fleet of cars around to all the dealerships in the Kansas City region. So they're putting on a semi-trailer, 6 cars, and they're going around to all of the dealerships in this region. And these cars are only at that dealership for a week. So next week, these cars are going to be in Independence, and they're going to come to business after hours, and you're going to be able to try them out. So here's what they are. The Grand Highlander, the Sequoia, the Tundra, the Sienna, the Crown, which replaced the Avalon, and a Prius. So there are 6 cars, and during business after hours, you're going to get a chance to test drive those cars, and then there's going to be a special prize drawing for if you test drive a vehicle. But anyway, it's always fun. Commercial Bank always cooks up some really good food. They have a great turnout, and we're just encouraging everybody to come and check out business after hours next week on Thursday at 501 North Penn Avenue. And it'll be hosted again by Commercial Bank, Quality Toyota, 2 really good supportive chamber members. So now we have another opportunity to celebrate some new chamber members and new businesses. And King's Bar and Game Room downtown Independence is going to have their ribbon cutting on Tuesday the 17th at 5 o'clock in the evening. So you can just get off work, come to the ribbon cutting, and then go in because they have some really good food in there as well. You'll be able to go in and check it out. And then Stone and Sage is another retail store that opened up new in downtown Independence. And on Thursday the 19th, so 2 days later, at 11:30, just right before the lunch hour, we're going to cut a ribbon and celebrate that retail store as well. And then I'll back up and say that on Friday the 13th, as I mentioned before, at 11:30, we will be cutting a ribbon for the fitness court at the Central Park Sports Complex, and then we'll be taking some shovels down and turning some dirt for the sports complex. But I think Coffeyville already has a fitness court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you guys beat us to the punch on getting that in the community. And actually what happened was we had Mike O'Malley saw the one in Coffeyville and thought, that's super cool. We need one of those in Independence, and then reached out and got the ball rolling, and now we have one. So it's nice. We have 2 in the county. Great ways to increase our health and get those statistics that are not so good a little bit better. So we'll give everybody a chance to get healthy down there. Have you checked the fitness court out?
Yeah, it is neat. They've got all sorts of, you know, like actual almost like gym equipment and everything.
Yeah.
And it really, really cool, unique destination playground for the kids and that sort of thing. So
it is.
That is really neat.
So, and I have not been there to try it out, but I've watched a video last night about it, so I need to get my shoes on mm-hmm. and change my clothes and get down there and check it out. But you're exactly right. It's just like outdoor exercise equipment for all ages, according to what I saw. There's something for kids to everybody.
There's even an app you can scan, and it'll walk you through the different like stretches and exercises and stuff.
Yeah, I saw that. There's a... As you said, there's an app. There's a QR code down there you can scan and pull it up on your phone. So we're hoping to cut the ribbon and then have a couple of individuals do kind of a fitness court demo or challenge kind of thing so people can see it in action and know what it's all about. So put that on your calendar, Friday the 13th. I think there's going to be hot dogs down there too. So, hey, you can just... get some hot dogs and chips and hang out for the lunch hour and check out that fitness court. So we talked about Niwala, and it's going to be here before we know it. And then immediately following Niwala will be Trunk or Treat and the Veterans Day of Honor. So after last week, all of the trunks started coming in. So you must have a lot of good listeners because we are getting a lot of participation. And I heard that Cherryvale's having one as well. So that's nice that we're all of the communities are offering up safe ways to trunk or treat on a school night in a community atmosphere. So Independence is having Trunk or Treat on Tuesday, October the 31st from 6 to 7:30, 90 minutes of fun. The chamber is sponsoring the event. So if you are interested, go to our website at indkschamber.org. The flyers are on there and in the flyer section, and then in the event section, you can go in and sign up as well. You can give us a call. We'll email you one. We'll take your information down over the phone and get you signed up. We expect there to be about 1,000 kids. So grab about 1,000 pieces of candy and you'll be just fine. Think of something fun and creative to do. And Pinterest has a lot of really good ideas, but really it's just as simple as putting some candy in a fun trick-or-treat basket and maybe putting on a costume, doing something festive, coming downtown. And I'll have a grid laid out. You'll check in. I'll tell you which stall you go into. You pull in, you pop the trunk, and you wait patiently for 1,000 kids to show up. So it's a lot of fun, but it won't be a lot of fun if we don't have a lot of participation. So I am not worried about the kids. I'm worried about the trunks. So please think about having a trunk. If you're a business, if you're a department within a business, you want to do a team building night out, that would be something fun to do. If you are a church, you want to get your youth involved, your teenagers, maybe they want to do one. Maybe at the high school, all of the clubs and organizations want to participate that way. And or if you just want to do one as a family, or if you want to do one with your best friend, lots of ways to get together and do trunk or treat. So that's Halloween night. And then lastly, we have Veterans Day of Honor coming up, and we're just needing parade entries for that. We want to make sure that our veterans know how much they are appreciated and honored. And one way for us to be able to do that is to provide a really good parade. And so that means that it can be, again, as simple as decorating your car, walking with your family with flags, walking with a poster, walking with a banner, making a trailer behind your truck and decorating that, or having a float. If you want to be as elaborate as that, you can be in the back of a pickup truck with your grandkids and everybody holding flags and putting posters on the sides of the cars. So it's an opportunity for us to outwardly demonstrate our appreciation for our veterans. Many of the veterans will be in the parade, which makes it extra special as well. We've been given approval for a flyover, so as long as we can secure a plane and a pilot and that's always kind of done last minute. We will have a flyover, which is always fun, and the day's going to be filled with lots of events. So it'll start with a free Veterans Appreciation Breakfast at the VFW. There'll be a patriotic rock hunt downtown. The high school kids are painting rocks, then we hide them, and then when you find these certain rocks that we'll publicize, you get a prize. And we'll have up all the veterans' banners, and the Avenue of Flags will be up, and there'll be patriotic artwork in the downtown storefronts. King's Bar and Game Room is going to be doing a cornhole tournament, and part of the proceeds from that cornhole tournament will be given to support the flag project to replace those 300 flags that fly 365 days a year in Independence, and we replace those every 6 months. So it's an expensive undertaking, but well worth the money. So the cornhole tournament will help offset that cost. There'll be a military exhibit at the museum, and then Veterans Freedom Square will do their memorial tribute. There are lots of pavers down there. They will read off the names of those individuals listed on those pavers. And then also there will be the awarding of the Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen Essay Award recipients. And let's see, there's going to be a community bean feed, we know for sure, at the VFW at noon. We'll have our parade at 2 o'clock, and then Mid-Continent Band is going to be performing the Thursday before that event at 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. They'll have special music by Jefferson School. So we'll continue to publicize all these events, but just know there's a lot happening that day, and if you want to get involved, especially by being in the parade, we would appreciate it. As again, we're just trying to make sure that that day is extra special, and that our veterans know that we can't say thank you enough for their sacrifice and dedication to our country.
For sure, that's going to be a really good event. And like you said, rain or shine, it'll be going on, because you know our veterans didn't just fight on those fair weather days.
That's right. Yes, when they fought in all kinds of weather, and we will be downtown in all kinds of weather. So.
Yep, a great reminder there. So, lots of good stuff coming on, Lisa, and I know that we're going to be talking a lot more Niwala as we get closer. But it's an exciting time. There's nothing like fall here in Southeast Kansas.
That's right. We'll have in-studio guests coming up in a couple of weeks talking all things Niwala, giving you a breakdown of all of the events. However, you can go to niwala.com and see a listing of all of the events and times, you know, all the detailed information. You can go to Niwala's Facebook page, and they have lots of really good information there as well. And then always check out the Chamber's page at Get Independence, because we're sharing all of that information. So,
okay, great places to find out what's going on. So, Lisa, thanks so much for coming by, and we will chat with you here next week at 8:10.
I'll be back. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks so much. And we have more on the way, more Open Line just minutes from now here on KGGF.